It's earnings season for a slew of commodities companies, and global economic uncertainty is a focus for all of them. Caterpillar makes the heavy machinery many of these producers use, and so its order book can tell us a lot about their health. Bloomberg's Matt Townsend is looking ahead to Cat's earnings, and he joins me from New York. Matt, it's good to speak to you.
Thanks for having me.
Earlier this year, Caterpillar raised some doubts about its business in China, and now in the last week, China has warned that the economic pressure it's facing is getting worse. How much of a focus is China likely to be in this round of Cat earnings?
It's likely to be a big focus because even though it's not a big part of Caterpillar's business, it is seen as sort of a proxy for that market. And what Caterpillar has been saying is we're seeing the market slow down. The company's results, they're actually weakening because they're saying they've lost out to some local competition. So it'll definitely be a big focus given that how important China is to the overall market, whether it's mining, industrial production, all these different aspects of the metals market.
Yeah, you mentioned mining. We're in the middle of mining's earnings as well right now. And as you say, China has a big impact on metals prices like copper. I'm watching Freeport-McMoRan, which is going to report next week as well. And one of the ways it has kind of coped with this wobbly economic outlook has been to defer big equipment purchases wherever possible. What do we know about the current demand for Caterpillar products, specifically from the mining sector?
Caterpillar hinted that they see some improvement in that capacity, where they see mining companies potentially getting more aggressive with their CapEx spending, although they did note that they haven't seen a huge uplift yet, and that's where a lot of the concern is from the investment community on Caterpillar. And one of the things that Caterpillar is doing is they're trying to sort of overcome that is build up their maintenance and repair business as a way to sort of offset that as a defensive mechanism. And, you know, so far Wall Street has interpreted that and hasn't done a lot to lift the stock.
Yeah, I mean, it seems like a lot of the signals are lately about kind of hunkering down. I'm also looking at gold earnings, and Newmont Gold Corp is going to report next week, the world's largest gold company. We've seen gold prices really take off in the current quarter, and that's because of all this economic uncertainty and a more dovish Federal Reserve. I guess I'm wondering, sort of to the extent that gold is also an economic bellwether, whether it feels to you like things have changed and we may even be getting to the point where Cat could have to cut guidance.
It is beginning to feel like that for sure. There's a lot of other sort of signals coming out from China and just really the global economy in general that aren't great for growth. Alcoa this week pointed out that they cut their sort of outlook for demand for aluminum in China, which is not a great sign. So yeah, that's definitely something investors will be paying attention to, whether Caterpillar, after not cutting its guidance in the first quarter, would do that in the second.
Matt, thank you very much. That's what we're watching this week in Commodities. In Toronto, I'm Danielle Bokov.